Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Gabriele Cerroni, who's founder and chairman at Tiziana Life Sciences. How are you today, Gabriele?
Thanks for having me, Zach. I'm doing well, thank you.
Right. One of the things we were just discussing offline is it's almost a boom in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic, boom in pharma stocks of all shapes and sizes. Tiziana is one of the leading participants in the in this area. What should investors focus on as far as what you're doing at the moment?
With respect to COVID or with respect to our entire pipeline?
Well, I suppose the pipeline and then going into COVID as well, of course.
Sure. So our pipeline with respect to our antibody portfolio, which is where we're also developing an anti-COVID-19 coronavirus drug. We have our CD3, our human anti-CD3 monoclonal antibody, which we're very excited about because we're about to get that into phase two clinical trials for both Crohn's disease. So we have an oral version of the drug, which is a capsule. So you take a capsule, and this would be to treat Crohn's disease, which is a huge unmet medical need. And simultaneously, we are going to be entering into phase two trials for our nasal inhaled version of human anti-CD3 monoclonal antibody for the treatment of progressive multiple sclerosis. So the name of that antibody is Formalulab. And Formalulab's oral version, as I mentioned, will go into phase two clinical trials for Crohn's disease, and the nasal version will go in the clinic for progressive multiple sclerosis. Our lead investigator running the trial, and who's also a member of our scientific advisory board, Howard Weiner, is the head of the Mitt and Ann Romney Medical Center at Harvard for multiple sclerosis, and he's considered in the top three best key opinion leaders on multiple sclerosis globally.
Right.
So we're very excited about those programs. We also are going to be presenting data on our breast cancer test at ASCO, which this year is going to be virtual ASCO because of COVID-19, and that'll be in the middle of May. So we're very excited about that. We have a breast cancer prognosis test, which we believe is probably the most accurate and precise prognosis test around right now. And it is also close to the market. It's a product that we could actually be selling by 2021. And so how that works is women get a biopsy to see if they're breast cancer positive. Once they have a biopsy, they need to understand the severity of their breast cancer, whether it's mild, aggressive, and hence they need a way to be guided by the oncologist on how they should take certain drugs, if they should be doing aggressive chemotherapy, mild chemotherapy, or no chemotherapy at all. And our genetic gene test that we have, we gives you a very, very precise guide on how aggressive your breast cancer is or how unaggressive it is, and therefore is a guide to how you should be clinically treated by your oncologist with the various medicines to treat breast cancer. So very excited about this because we think it's best in class, and it's right around the corner to be marketed.
Right. So these are massive markets that you've touched on so far in the interview. As far as the one that everybody's sort of sitting on the edge of their seat is concerned, in COVID, you've got a treatment there which is an anti-inflammatory. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so as we announced, we have repurposed our rheumatoid arthritis and multiple myeloma drug, which is a TZLS-501. It's an anti-IL-6 receptor, so it's an anti-interleukin-6 receptor drug, so it fights inflammation. And based on the data we saw in early March with Roche's Actemra, we saw encouraging results on some patients, and we saw the mechanism of action was the same as our anti-interleukin 6, and therefore we have expedited the process to start developing our IL-6 as an anti-inflammatory weapon to fight COVID-19.
And so basically, in simple terms, if that's working, your chances of dying are diminished significantly, basically, because you're not gonna have that go into sort of a panic, that sort of cytokine storm type of meltdown that people can get.
Well, you know, as you've seen, as of today, no one has discovered yet a silver bullet to stop COVID deaths. So I don't want to take too many steps, but the mechanism of action of our anti-IL-6 drug is definitely a alternative method to just attacking the virus. What we're doing is we are trying to protect the respiratory system, i.e. the lungs, from going into organ failure due to cytokine storms, which cause severe inflammation, which lead to mortality. So the idea is to try to reduce that and to save lives. Obviously, we haven't tested it in humans, so we can't make any statements yet as to how effective it will be on humans.
And is it something which, you know, given the crisis that we have at the moment, it could be expedited because you've speeded up the process in terms of getting, you know, your potential treatment, into the market and, you know, making it count?
Well, absolutely. What we've just seen from the FDA in the U.S. as well as the Chinese government, for example, with speed tracking the phase 3 trial of Roche's drug, allowing it to go from RA original indication, which it's approved for, into a COVID-19 trial in less than 2 months, I think is a great poster child as to how quick the FDA is willing to expedite the drugs through the clinic in order to deal with the pandemic.
Right. I'm just finally. I mean, you've floated. You know, you founded and floated many companies. I think it was 9 companies you floated.
I started 9 and I floated 8.
Exactly. So basically, you're an old hand at this kind of activity. How does Tiziana compare to what you've done before? And do you think that at the moment it's people understand the concept?
So I think of all of the companies that I founded, what makes Tiziana Life Sciences a best-in-class as far as the companies that I have founded is that we have a group of members in our team and management that have already taken drugs from the discovery bench and got them approved by the FDA on the market. And, you know, having a number, two of these members on your team in a small company like us that has less than 100 million market cap is quite a special trait. You know, Dr. Kanwar Shalubai discovered placanotide for irritable bowel syndrome and chronic constipation. It's FDA approved as of 3 years ago and on the market. Napoleone Ferrara was the inventor of Avastin, which is, you know, Roche's blockbuster monoclonal antibody to treat tumors. It's been the best-selling tumor drug, I believe, in the history of pharma. And, you know, these two gentlemen are part of our team. I also think the special equation in Tiziana is we have drugs that address mammoth markets. For Malulab, as I mentioned earlier, it's a drug which addresses multiple sclerosis, Crohn's. We will eventually, if it's successful in the Crohn's trial, we will eventually develop it for NASH, which is even a bigger market. So I think the unique from a perspective of companies that the Gabriele Chiron has taken public, I think the unique DNA, if you will, of this company is management has done it before with respect to, you know, inventing drugs from the early discovery phase and then getting them approved by the FDA. And the second, factor is we have a pipeline of proprietary patented technology which addresses huge markets. So these factors all added up together make it, I would say, a special company from the nine that I've started.
Gabriele Chironi, founder and chairman at Tiziana Life Sciences, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Tuck.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.